Hello, this is Jeff Hanley, the state representative from Pittston. Living in Maine is more expensive than many other parts of the country. Our size and location require Mainers to pay more to heat our homes in winter and to travel long distances to and from work. In spite of this fact, Maine Democrats in the legislature seem to be relentless in their pursuit of taxing our fuels. They are seeking to tax home heating fuel, propane, kerosene, diesel, gasoline, and other fuels. They are intent on taxing every conservable thing we need in our daily lives. Just the other day, yet another bill to tax home heating and gasoline was heard by the legislature's Energy and Utility and Technologies Committee. LD 1231 is one of the many that we have seen this season that levy a seemingly small tax, but will have a large negative implications for everyone living and working in Maine. That bill, introduced by 9 Democrats, imposes a new tax fee of 1% on wholesale price of heating oil, propane, coal, kerosene, and diesel fuel that is intended for residential or commercial heating purposes. The bill proposes to put a tax on every heating fuel sold in Maine. It will increase costs for every individual, family, and business in the state. Like all other proposals, this will slow our economy and make it harder for our people to live and work here. Wholesalers can and do pass charges onto customers to cover their costs, complying with new laws and regulations. What's more, there's nothing to stop them from charging even more. We live in a state where virtually everything moves by truck. Everything we eat, consume, and utilize in daily life travels by truck. It is amazing to me that Democrats want to increase the cost of everything we eat, consume, and utilize in our daily life. In Maine, people need to heat their homes, travel long distances to and from work, or to socialize. Other proposals in this session have threatened to raise the price of oil 40 cents a gallon. LD 343, an act to price carbon pollution in Maine, received so much public opposition that the committee Democrats have turned it into a study and sent it to Governor Mills. At my direction, the committee Republicans have written our own letter to the governor expressing a unanimous opposition to the bill. We oppose placing a significant burden on businesses and households and the disproportionate impact of a carbon tax will have on Maine's low-income residents. Our committee still has a number of troubling proposals that will come before us. A community solar bill will be presented that will cost ratepayers, you and I, an additional $5 to $8 million a year. Another will force us to pay 17 cents a kilowatt, 3 times more than the current rate reported by the Maine Public Utilities Commission. Every one of these bills will increase the cost of everything in Maine. Republicans understand how much it costs for you to heat your homes and travel in the state. We will do everything we can to oppose new taxes on small businesses and working families. Unfortunately, we are now living under one-party rule, and the Democrats have comfortable majorities in both houses. That means you are even more important in the fight to stop new taxes on gasoline and home heating fuels. Please contact your local legislators. Tell them now is not the time to raise taxes on home heating fuels and gasoline. Tell them not to give sweetheart deals to special interest groups and make low-income families subsidize them. This has been State Representative Jeff Hanley with the weekly Republican radio address. Thank you for listening.